SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog. I'm Pepper. Jana Kramer playing the House of Blues in Anaheim on Friday, July 26th. You know her song, Wayawana. She's on the phone with me. How are you, Jana?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks so much for checking in with us tonight. You've been through some ups and downs over the past couple of years. Your husband's infidelity, a miscarriage, but also some good things like renewing your vows and having babies. And I feel like a lot of people in the public eye would shy away from discussing personal subjects like that, but not you. have you ever hesitated to be so forthcoming about what's going on in your personal life?
Oh, 100%. I mean, honestly, I would not have said anything, but it was already out there. I honestly, you know, it got blasted in the media without me wanting it to be. I mean, I remember when I was on Dancing with the Stars and my publicist called me and she goes, look, everyone's about to find out about Mike and his addiction and the infidelity and we can't stop it. Like, you're on the cover of Us magazine. And I was just like, you have to find this. I'm like, I don't want my kids to read. I don't want to make it come to life, you know?
Right.
And yes, I mean, of course, I would have loved to have not shared all of that information, but it's out there. So let us be the people that are telling the narrative. Let us be the ones that are telling the stories and not other people telling it for us. And that's why, you know, we were able to heal, take some time, and then be like, all right, like, let's encourage other people that are having a hard time, whether it's in their marriage or in their life, whatever, that, like, you know, you can have the ups and downs and still, you know, be successful with what you're doing. So
being so open and vulnerable like that, you've seen that everyone on the internet has an opinion. It seems like there's a lot of judgment, but also a lot of support.
There is. I mean, there's always going to be judgment. And that's the one thing that I always constantly have to remind myself of, that everyone's going to have an opinion. Everyone's not going to like me. That's been like the hardest thing for me to swallow, because I truly want everyone to like me, but I know that that's kind of a naive way of thinking. But I'm just going to continue to be me and be open and be honest. And if someone doesn't want it, well, then it's as simple as unfollowing me. Like, that's all you have to do. You know, I hate people that leave mean comments, just because I read my comments and I don't like to see negative comments. But at the same time, I'm trying to not let it affect me as much. But it's those comments are so far and few between. It's, you know, mostly people telling us how much it's helped their relationship and how it's helped them personally. So I mean, like, that's why I continue to keep talking about my life. And, you know, that's why, you know, I've been writing songs that have lived and gone through, because I feel like that's just another layer on top of it, of a way for people to relate and heal.
I'm speaking with Jana Kramer. You recently moved from Los Angeles to Nashville. Does that mean you're done with acting?
No, I mean, definitely not. I mean, I still would love to, you know, act. I mean, I really just want to do it all. And I think that's one of the things that I'm going to pursue no matter where I'm at. LA, you really don't have to live there anymore. And for us, like, now that we have two kids, it was just something for us to, you know, be in a bigger place, and because we could afford it in Nashville, we can never afford it in LA. And just, you know, the upbringing that I was raised with in Michigan, just being outside and riding my bike to my friend's house and just having more of the Midwest lifestyle.
I read that in your downtime, you love to play board games. Do you have a favorite one?
Mm-hmm. I'm a big card player. So I play Euchre a lot with my girlfriends. We have, like, Euchre nights. And then board games. I was raised on Sorry. So that's a game that we've been playing in our house too.
I bet you're amazing at Cards Against Humanity.
You know, I was, but I'm kind of over it now. I feel like I'm like, okay, it's Rush Limbaugh, like, whatever. Like, it's like, I just feel like I'm bored with the cards. And so it's, you know, we like to play like other games, like Categories or, Taboo or something like that.
Jana, you've got a new single out called Beautiful Lies. Tell us about that song.
It's awesome. I mean, it's a song that came out a couple months ago, and it was just kind of that moment of when I found out about everything and I just didn't want to believe it. And I wanted to, you know, as many times as I heard all the lies, I just wanted to hear one more, just because I almost didn't want the truth. I didn't even want to hear the truth, because that's how bad it hurt. And, you know, it was tough to write, but at the same time, there was so much healing in that too. And the songs that I'm releasing later this year and next year, it's all about just the recovery and how, you know, we're finding our way out of that and finding, you know, the great love that we always thought was and knew was there.
You're playing the House of Blues Anaheim this Friday, July 26th. I've seen you play that venue before, but at the old location. Have you played the new location yet?
I haven't. No, I'm super pumped though. I'm really excited about it. And hopefully everyone's going to come out, because it's going to be really fun.
What else can we expect from that show?
I mean, you know, I don't get to play out a lot, so I'm super pumped because I definitely bring a million gazillion percent of my energy and just interacting with the crowd. It's something I've always done. I've always enjoyed performing live, so I won't disappoint.
Jana Kramer playing the House of Blues in Anaheim on Friday, July 26th. Thank you so much for chatting with me tonight. Here's her latest single, Beautiful Lies, on 95.1 K-Frog.